Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Tonight's shir is on Maseches Brachos, Daf Chavav. We're beginning a new parak, the fourth parak, Tfilas HaShachar. And the topic of tonight's shir is Tashlumin, making up is hard to do. Well, actually, the truth is, saying Tashlumin is not as hard. And as we're going to see from the shir tonight, it is a pretty expansive halacha without too many limitations, but in the sense of getting as many puns as we possibly can, making up the hard to do, for those who are dating themselves, they'll actually know where their pun comes from, and for those who don't, so I'll tell you that Tashlumin is not as hard as it seems. The Gemara introduces us to the concept of Tashlumin on the bottom of Chavavim and Aleph with the following brisa, the following statement. It's not a brisa, it's the statement of Amorayim. Amar of Mari Bered Rav Huna Bered Rav Yirmiya Bar Ab Amar of Yochanan Ta'av Allah His Palil Arvis. If somebody made a mistake and did not daven Mariv, the Gemara says Mispalo B'Shachris Shtayim, he can daven twice in the morning. Shachris, if one missed Shachris, Mispalo B'Mincha Shtayim, he can daven twice. He could have in the afternoon. He could have a Mincha twice. If the person was Tola, not negligent, and doesn't daven Mariv, he could daven Shachris twice. If he didn't daven Shachris, he can make things up by davening Mincha two times. The Gemara goes on to develop former aspects of this halach of Tashlumin towards the end of the bottom of Daf Chavavim and Aleph and on the top of Daf Chavavim and Beis. The first aspect the Gemara says is that, well, number one does have Tashlumin for Mincha by davening Mariv twice, even though there was a question as to whether this is permissible because going from Mincha to Mariv, you're actually on a different calendarical day. So comes the Gemara and says that calendarical day does not make a difference and you can do Tashlumin from one day to the other. Second, Tashlumin does not work in a case where you're Mevatel at Tefillah B'Mezid, where a person negligently and or purposely missed the davening. At that point, the person is not given the opportunity to make it up. Instead, it falls under the category of what the Gemara calls Me'uvas lo yuchal lifkor, something crooked is not able to be fixed. Third, you can make up a missed tefillah for the week on Shabbos, and a missed tefillah for the Shabbos on the week. Meaning, if you missed Mincha on Erev Shabbos, you can make it up on Shabbos by davening a Shabbos Shmona Esrei twice. And vice versa, if you missed Mariv on Motzei Shabbos, you can make it up. I'm sorry, if you missed Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, you can make it up by davening two weekday Shimon Esrei's on Motzei Shabbos. The Chiddush being, in the first case, for example, you don't recite a Shimon Esrei for Shabbos and another for a weekday, but rather two Shimon Esrei's for Shabbos. Finally, the last one is the first Shimon Esrei that you daven counts towards the tefillah. That is up to for now. And the second is the makeup. Now, should you think, what's the difference? Who cares? Take a look at the following Gemara on Daf Chavav Mabez, and it will tell you that there really is a big difference when it comes to which tefillah you do. The Gemara says, Tavolo Mispalo Mincha B'Shabbos. If somebody did not daven Mincha on Shabbos, Mispalo B'Motzei Shabbos Shtayim Shelcho. He can then remake it up by davening two weekday Shmona Esrei on Saturday night. The Gemara continues on, or the Brisa continues on by saying, Mavdil Barishoda. He says, Havdolah in the first Shmona Esrei, meaning in the first Shmona Esrei, the one from Marav, he says, Atachonantanu. The Eino Mavdil Bishniyah, but he does not say it in the second Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara continues to say, the Im Hivdil Bashniyah, the Lo Hivdil Barishona. If he said Havdolah in the second Shmona Esrei, but did not say Havdolah in the first one, meaning if he skipped Atachonantanu in the first Shmona Esrei, and he said Atachonantanu in the second one, guess what? Shniyah also Lo, Rishona Lo also Lo. The second one is going to count because that would be your Mariv. And the first one's not going to count because, again, we can't do Tashlumin before the regular tefillah. So these are four aspects that the Gemara brings down. Number one, again, it's not limited to the same calendarical day. Number two, it only works B'Shogeg, not B'Mezid. Number three, you can go from Shabbos to Chol and Chol to Shabbos. You don't have to say the exact same Shmona Esrei, even though the formulation of the Shmona Esrei is different on those days. And finally, Li'ikuva, meaning it really is restrictive, and really is crucial, you have to have in mind that the first Shmona Esrei will count as your regular davening, and the Tashlumin is the second one. Now let's go to just focus on two aspects. We're going to focus on how the din works, and how we view the nature of this Tashlumin Tefillah, with, of course, Nafka Minas coming out from both, as we always do. To understand the first thing about understanding the din, I want to refer you to the following Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskel, Ibayilu. Tosos on Daf Chavav studies the Gemara and notices the Gemara mentions the following cases of Tashlumin. Number one, Rav Mari Bered, Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yerimir Bar Abam, Rav Yochanan, Ta'avalo is Palil Arvis, Mis Palil B'Shachris Shtayim. If you miss Myriv, you daven Shachris twice. Shachris Mis Palil B'Mincha Shtayim. You miss Shachris, you daven Mincha twice. A little further down, the Gemara says, Tashimad Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yitzhak Amar Rav Yochanan, Ta'avalo is Palil Mincha. If you miss Mincha, Mis Palil Arvis Shtayim, you daven Myriv twice. Bein Bazim Yishum Avar Yomo Batel Karbonon. So what the Gemara did was the Gemara covered Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. What's missing? That's right. Musaf is missing. Tosfos notices that there's no Musaf mentioned and makes the following observation. Lo boy, the Gemara did not ask, Im tov lo is palo Musaf. What happens if a person does not have a Musaf? Could he get Tashlumin or not? Why? Tavade eno mispalo ba'arvis. Certainly he may not daven Ma'ariv twice to make up for the Musaf he didn't daven. Why? The Hechyikras are Karbonos. How could you read sections having to do with the Karbon Musaf? Uchvar of Arban Musaf, and the time of Musaf has already passed. The Gamotiknu Sheva Bracha Shal Musaf, Ella, plus the Tefillah of Musaf was only instituted Mishum and Hasham Parim Sfasenu. To just literally that our lips, our Tefillos, will make up, the missing carbon. Ubazeh, and in this case, vadai, in this case, certainly, avers mano batel carbon. So that's not going to work. Aval shar tfilos, when it comes to other tfilos, derachmenin, other tfilos that are, have an aspect of asking for mercy in it as well, ulevaishis pala adam kolayim kulo. If only a person would daven all day, the inkan avers mano betfila acheras. So what is Tosfos doing to restate? Tosfos in the Chadish that the reason that Tashlumin works by Tefillah is because Tefillah is not just a regular mitzvah. Rather, it has two aspects to it. There's the aspect of making up a karbon, as we say on Amud Beis, Tefillah is connected to Midim Tiknum. But it also brings out the idea of Rachma Vashem. Then Tefillah is there to generate the mercy from God, and there are no time constraints on asking for Rachmim, as that could be at any time. Musaf, however, is different. It was only instituted because it makes up for a korban. In this case, we can only view the ability to have tashlumin as long as you bring the korban. Since we have a rule that says avar zmano batel bar korbano, once the time has passed, the korban is null and void, there is no ability to make up musaf. The Rashba, however, brings a different reason why there is no tashlumin for musaf. The Rashba writes, "Dechol tefila shehino sefes, machmas me'ora hayom." Any tefillah that's additional because of the happenings which took place on that day, ein roi lahashlimach b'yom acher. It's not fitting to make it up on another day. Shekevar avar ma'or hayom, because the day and the day to which you commemorate has passed. Avar shara tefillos, but other tefillos, kevin shehin re'uyos b'chol yom, since they are proper and appropriate for each day, yesh lehem tashlumen b'yom echad. According to the Rashba, the problem with doing Tashlumin for Musaf is strictly based on the fact that the Korban Musaf is an expression of Aravoda that relates to a specific day. In essence, the Musaf of Shabbos is relevant to Shabbos, but it's not relevant to the next day, Sunday. Consequently, one may not make up a Musaf from one day to another, in essence, a Shabbos to a Sunday. What could the difference be based on? So perhaps I'd like to suggest the following difference between Tosos and the Rashba, what the idea of the Machlokas is. Perhaps one could say that Tosos looks at the problem being inherent to the nature of Musaf. In other words, Musaf is totally Korban-based and not Rachman-based. And the fact that there's a problem within the nature of Musaf, that excludes it as an automatic candidate for, that automatically excludes it as a candidate for Tashlumin. The Rashba would say that there's no inherent deficiency that Musaf has. But rather, it's a circumstance problem. It's an issue of circumstance, meaning you can't bring a carbon on a different day that could be brought. It's almost as if to say that Tosus would say that there's a problem in the Chefza of Musaf, while the Rashba would say that the Chefza of Musaf is okay, it's just almost like the Gavra, it just doesn't work that well. Thinking of this, one could think of two possible nafkaminas between the reasons. The first is one that I thought of, and again, we'll take it at face value of that, is that what would happen if a person forgets to daven Musaf on, let's say, Chol HaMoed Pesach, for example? I picked that particular day because it has the same Musaf. Perhaps, according to the Rashba, we could say that each day of Chol HaMoed is really a kiyum in Me'ora Hayom. Unlike going from days of Sukkot where you have different karbanos, or going from Shabbos to Yontov, or Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh, where we're commemorating something different, the Musaf on Pesach is exactly the same each day. Maybe you want to argue and say that, well, it's still, one is the Musaf for the first day, and one is the Musaf for the second day, Chol HaMoed. Possibly. But, at least in a lomdish way, one might be able to say that there is a distinction. However, according to Tosus, since the essence of Musaf does not allow for Tashlumin, this being the case, it doesn't make a difference no matter what day of Musaf you missed. The problem is Musaf itself, not the circumstances, or not the idea of mixing days and davening for one day on a different day. A second afkamin would be, let's say, could you make Tashlumin for Kriya Shema? The Shulchan Aruch and Siman and Ches Halach Zayin writes, Im lo kar biyom. What happens if a person did not say Shema during the day? There is some that say that there is Tashlumin at night. If one didn't say Shema at night, Yesh la Tashlumin biyom. You have Tashlumin during the daytime. But there are those who disagree. What is this machlokas based on? These two deos in Shulchan Aruch about whether we have Tashlumin for Shema or not. On one hand, Shema, it's not a din of Rachamim. On the other hand, it also doesn't come machmas ma'or hayom, a special occurrence of the day. So the Gra on the spot writes, v'yesh cholkin, and the Gra says, the bishlam tefila kemoshe kasavdu kevan derachmei fechule, that since tefila is an aspect of rachamim, that's why you have Shema. However, since Shema has no shaychas to rachamim, there'll be no possibility for tashlumin, seemingly like our understanding of Tosos in our Gemara. That's not to say that there is tashlumin can be based on the understanding of the Rashba, as to why is Musaf disqualified. And that is, we're mentioning him over on a day that's not relevant to that occurrence. The themes of Kriya Shema are universal and apply either every day. Consequently, there would be no issue of having Tashlumin for Shema. So just to summarize, we've discussed that what is the idea about why we can daven Tashlumin. And we learned why we can daven Tashlumin is based on the paradigm of the tefillah of what you can't say Tashlumin. And everybody agrees that you can't have Tashlumin from Musaf. But there are two reasons why. Tosfos says it's because in order to have Tashlumin, your tefillah has to be one of Rachamim. Musaf is completely carbon-based. According to the Rashba, in order to have Tashlumin, it has to be Me'ora Hayom. It has to be on a day, the tefillah has to match the day that you're kind of making it up. Meaning, a Shacharis, a Mincha, and Musaf apply every single day. Shacharis, a Mincha, and Ma'ariv apply every single day. A Musaf, since it does not apply every single day, that's not going to work. That's only appropriate to Shabbos. And yes, you might say, wait a second, a Shacharis of Shabbos is a little bit different, but at the end of the day, though, it still is a Shacharis, as opposed to being a Musaf. We brought two Nafkaminas, possibly what if you have the same Musaf on different days, like Chol HaMoed Pesach, and extending this to the Din of Kriya Shema. Now, the second aspect of Tashlumin that I wanted to discuss is what are the status of the second field that you daven? And again, why is it important to understand what's the nature of the tefillah itself? As always, we understand that there are nafkaminas or differences in halacha that come out for the different reasons. To understand this, we direct our attention to two achronim, the tzlach, or the note of the Yehuda, and the Rashash. Let's take a look and see how the tzlach understands tashlumin based on a case brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara, on the top of Chavav Mabez, discusses the following case. Tavlo is palo mincha b'Shabbos. If somebody made a mistake and didn't have a mincha on Shabbos afternoon, mispalo b'motzei Shabbos shtayim shelchol. What he does is he davens two Shemona Esrei's on Motzei Shabbos. In which one do you say Havdalah? Meaning, the Gemara wants to know, which one do you say Havdalah in? Meaning, which one counts as the mincha and which one counts as the ma'ariv? The difference, of course, being that in one you would say Havdalah, and on the other, you would not be saying Havdalah. What is the Shaila based on? So Litzach explains that the question that we have is based on the following. On one hand, we have Mincha, which is a Tefillah Schova. Mincha is an obligatory Tefillah. And Marv, which is a Tefillah Rishus, it's an optional Tefillah. That the Gemara on Chav Zayin of Abayis is going to explain that we hold that Marv is optional. Yes, it's true, we've accepted upon ourselves, but in the sense that Ma'ariv is an optional tefillah, there are nafkaminas between Ma'ariv and the other tefillos. Perhaps that could be a tabur topic for next week. So when faced with a question which comes first, it would make sense that the tefillah's chova comes first. On the other hand, we have another question. If a tefillah bizmana, a tefillah at its proper time, versus a tefillah shelo bizmana, a tefillah not at its proper time, meaning the time for mincha is still shkia, the time for marv is at night. So even though mincha might be a tefillah's chova, while marv is a tefillah's rishus, nonetheless, it's the right time to say mincha, which is the right time to say marv at night, it is not the right time to say mincha at night. And the Gemara on Chavav Bar Aleph had mentioned that there is a hierarchy, and it's much better, obviously, to recite a tefillah at the right time, as it says, Mikayim Ba'elach, when it comes to Tashlumin, Schar Tefillah Yahavile, Schar Tefillah Bizmana Lo Yahavile, Schar Tefillah Bizmana, I'm sorry, read the Gemara again, Mikayim Ba'elach, that if you miss the time, and you say Tashlumin, Schar Tefillah Yahavile, Schar Tefillah Bizmana Lo Yahavile, you did not give it to them. The Gemara concludes, by the way, that Marv comes first because we treat Tefillah Bizmana with priority over Tefillah Shel Bizmana. But an important yisur comes out from this tzlach, and that is, he is viewing the Tefillah of Tashlumin, in essence, the mincha that you missed and that you're making up now, as an actual mincha, the same tefillah that you missed. This is why the tzlach had the suffix of whether we use reshus chiyuv as the barometer or zman or shalom bizman as the barometer. Because what the tzlach is saying, once we say tashlumin, the tefillah's tashlumin is considered to be a mincha, albeit at a different time. So what the Gemara comes out to say is that when faced with mincha versus ma'ariv, versus zmana, shalom bizmana, zmana versus shalom bizmana wins out. The Rishash has a different understanding of the nature of the made-up tefillah. He looks at the Gemara in a different way. When the Gemara says, mavdu barishona, veino mavdu b'shniya, that you make havdala in the first, and you don't make havdala in the second, v'imavdil b'shniya v'lohidu barishona, and if you made havdala in the second, did not make in the first one, shniya also lo, rishona lo also lo. So the Rashash says that there's no suffix as to whether Chova Rishos beats Zmana versus Lo Zmana. Because the Rashash is going to say that both Tfilos are Rishos. Marv is a Rishos, Tashlumin is a Rishos. And in fact, in this case, because you are dealing with two Rishoses, so what do? We say Rishos Bizmana beats Rishos Shalom Bizmana. What comes out of this Rishash is the following understanding about the nature of Tashlumin, and that is, there is no chiv to say Tashlumin, and that the tefillah that you say is a complete Rishus. The nature of the Tashlumin is that the Chacham offered us the option to make those tefillahs that were missed, and that is the nature, or that is the essence of Tashlumin. So what do we say? The Machlokas, formulated by the Tzlach and the Rishash, is how do we view this tefillah as Tashlumin? Do we say this tefillah tashlumin is really you are saying the actual tefillah that you missed? Or do we say it's an optional makeup that the Chachamim gave? There are several nafkaminas to this question I want to present to. And one question is, for how many tefillahs can you say tashlumin for? So the Rabbeinu Yonah brought down a machlokas rishonim as to whether, let's say a person missed two tefillahs. Let's say he had a really bad day, he missed a shachar, and he made a mincha. Could he go ahead and daven ma'ariv three times? So, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Rabbeinu Tzarfas, the rabbis of France, who say, "Ein tashlumin mo ilim elo tefillah achas." It only works for one tefillah. But then brings down, "B'yesh mefarshim sha'afil lo vispalo tefillos harbe." Even if you didn't daven many tefillos, "L'chulam yesh lam tashlumin." All of them you have tashlumin, and look what they say. It says "V'heim omrim," and they say, "Shemisha yatofu sucholah." Say somebody who was captured or he was sick. She yotzei beis asur, beis asur, he comes out of jail, ocean it's rapi, or be healed. She used palo kolat tefillos shehifsid. He's able to make up all the tefillos that he made up. Question is, what is this machlokas based on? So the truth is, many say the shaila depends on how we view tashlumin. If we say it's a makeup of the tefillah that was missed, and it's considered you're davening that tefillah, i.e. mincha, at a later time, in essence at night, it would only come to say that we can do this for the next tefillah, as we can possibly say that the zman of tefillah extends for one more time. And in fact, that's why the Gemara early wanted to know if we could extend the din of tashlumin to the next halachic day. However, if you say it's a special takanas chachamim that you can make up a tefillah, and the tefillah is a tefillah's rishus, it would go to say
that you can make a multiple tefillos at one time. In fact, Rav Menashe Klein, as I quote in the bracha, in a sefer Mishnah Halachos, writes of a tshuva and brings up the scenario of a Baal tshuva making the tefillos that he missed when he was not yet from. While he says you don't have to, for different reasons, the shayla is only going to come to say if you hold tashlumin as a new tefillah generated by the Chacham as a tefillos reshus. For if you say it's a chance to say the same davening that you missed, how is it yitachin that a person who becomes a Baal tshuva at 30 can make up all the missed tefillos for the past 17 years? But if you want to say that it's just an option, it's an optional tefillah that was given by the Chachamim as a chance to do it, so then in that case, you would be able to do it. Now, halacha, actually, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Ein Tashlumin, Den Simen Kovches, halacha dalin, Ein Tashlumin ala tefillah hasmucha bilvad. You only have one. So clearly it sounds what the Shulchan Aruch is doing is mentioning that we follow the first view, that the Tashlumin is actually the same tefillah repeated. One more nafkamina is an interesting scenario. Let's say a person was davening on Rosh. Let's say a person has a choice of davening mincha, shakras, mincha, and musaf. What do I mean? How is it possible that a person be davening shakras, mincha, musaf at the same time? So let's say a person was davening, let's say it was Rosh Chodesh, and he realized that he forgot Yalav V'Yavo. When did he realize he forgot Yalav V'Yavo? He realized it in the afternoon time. And now the situation is he has a choice of davening mincha or musaf. So what comes first? Where does the chakras come? It's already time for mincha and it's already time for musaf. So it happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah writes that you daven mincha and musaf and then you daven chakras afterwards. However, it's brought down in other Rishonim, in other Achronim, that you would go ahead and daven the chakras and the mincha, and then you daven musaf. What is the nafkamina between them? What is the difference between whether you'll be doing this or not? So the difference would be the following. If you hold that tashlumin is really a makeup of the tefillah, so the tashlumin that you have is really a tefillah's chova. It's a chakras. Chakras is going to come before musaf. And because that's the case, you should be davening your chakras with your mincha before the musaf. But if you're going to be simply saying that it's a tefillah reshus, so then you do all the things that you need to do first. In other words, you would do musaf first, and then after you would do the musaf first, then you would do the chakras afterwards. Albeit, again, we have our tefillah. We're happy to be fortunate that we have the opportunity to daven. And with the opportunity to daven, we're also thankful that we have the opportunity to make up something, because really, making up is not as hard to do, thanks to the words of the Chacham. Kol tov, have a good week.